On their way, here to slay, but they need some help. They need some help.
Should we just start it like this?
Like this?
Yeah. Emmy, our friend Jenna is... Also, welcome to the podcast. Our friend Jenna is giving
Look
Emmy
Jenna
weed
has,
lip balm.
That's not what it is.
Emmy's going to get high. That's Girl, you're blocking the cameras.
Oh, how was she going to hand me it?
I don't know.
Can I
this is
it?
Not Jenna and Gianni need help.
What?
Yeah. They were talking, so I said, this is not Jenna and Gianni need help. We need to get into the vibe, so we're going to play
so
the theme
rude.
Song.
I'm so sorry for the way he's acting.
Everybody,
we need to get into
up.
The vibe because I feel like the vibe's off because I just ate, like, I literally just, like, slammed a piece of salmon down my throat like I've literally never eaten in my life. And now my stomach hurts, and if I burp, it's going to be vomit. Go ahead.
Oh, fuck. Wait.
Like, really? Isn't it gonna play when the intro plays? Brandon in the clubs times two.
Here to slay, but they need some help. Welcome
That's
back
Brandon
to the podcast.
The oh yeah, welcome back. We have more important things to say. That was Brandon in the clubs.
Shout out Brandon in the clubs. Welcome back to
Emmy and Ian need help. Oops, I just messed that up. I slammed it into my own face.
Don't forget that you can listen to our podcast every single
Wednesday. And watch it every single
Friday, yay. We cheer on Fridays. We have a bit of a audience with us today. There's like 30 people
yeah,
here in the
studio.
Yeah,
by a bit of an audience, there's 7 people. I feel super awkward. I feel like everyone can smell my breath. I ate so much seafood and I feel like a little oily girl.
I feel a little bit greasy, I'm not going to lie.
And we just slammed burgers down. We'll
yeah,
get to
we,
that.
It, we'll get to it. We ate a burger at 10 in the morning. Anyways, so they're going to be our laugh track for today. So can we get a laugh?
Ew, I hate it so much.
I don't know. Oh, shit. We didn't start the timer. We have a little timer with
we
us.
We talk too much and we don't stop.
Yeah, we talk. Sorry. We talk way too much. So we need to know when to shut up. Anyways, how have you been, Emmy?
My whole body hurts. My brain is a hollow shell. I'm tired. I really want a massage. I've slept a total of 6 hours in the past 2 days, but it was my birthday. So good. How are you?
I'm exhausted. I've been moving. Everything is in a box, and I have not slept at all. Also, last night, I'm so glad, but last night I called Emmy,
sure.
And I was like, I got a text from Ashley and Matt.
I don't know how to sit.
And they were like, oh my God, are you coming to Tiger Heat? And we met
oh,
Ashley
wait,
and Matt.
Mind.
Yeah,
never
you
mind.
Know exactly who they are.
I thought I knew and then I had to like...
So I got a text being like, are you at Tiger Heat? And I was like, because Tiger Heat, if you don't know, it's like a gay club. Anyways, blah, blah, blah. I reopened. And it was midnight and I was actually exhausted and I was like, I need to go. So I was like trying, I almost went alone, but the Ubers kept canceling. I'm not kidding. I was like so serious. And then I was like, wait, I do have to film this burger thing in the morning, but I'm very glad that I did.
I actually want to read the text that Ian was sending because I literally was like, are you drunk? Like, let me grab my phone.
Wait, here. She thought I was on drugs and I was
or
just
drunk.
No, I was very sober. Like,
well, girl,
full sober.
No, it was like past midnight, by the way, I'm pretty sure. Like, it was late.
I needed to dance.
Put a song on and go in the bathroom.
I didn't have signal. I couldn't.
You were texting me. You had signal, girl.
To text. I can't even send photos. I tried to send gifts.
Yeah, there's crumbs all over my phone and oil. Like, what? Anyways.
Oh, we didn't even say our guest. Our guest,
oh,
today,
our guest today is
Savage Gas. Our bestie, my roommate.
I was trying to think of... What's like, what do they play in the beginning of a Disney movie? I was gonna like, he's a Disney adult. I was gonna make the Disney like theme song noise.
Oh, the text. Anyways,
yeah.
Tiger Heat.
Okay. So Ian, the last thing he did was send me a TikTok at 11:45. And then within 3 minutes of me not answering, he goes, Tiger Heat is tonight. I forgot. My brain wants to just do it in my sweatpants and hoodie. And I said, OMG. And then he's like we should. Like, I want to. Like, would it be crazy if we did?
These all were separate texts, I feel
yeah,
like, right?
And they're all in caps. And then I was like, Jenna and Michael are sleeping. Because it was literally midnight and I was cleaning my house. And then this is all still in caps. Should I order an Uber to you and then go to Tiger Heat? And then this is the next one. Like right now, I'm feeling it. I'm manic, maybe. And like haven't slept, so exhausted, but want to see how far I can push my body. And I didn't answer. So a minute later after not answering, Emmy, can we? And then we can Uber back for the shoot in the morning. And then I said no. And he just kept saying, no, please, I'm begging. I like need to go. I have the drive to Britney Spears house feeling. And oh, then yeah, I asked if you were drunk and you're like, no, I'm fully sober. Emmy, please. And this is the embarrassing part. Well, also, you were trying to justify it by saying that we need to be perks of being a wallflower.
Yeah, because I wanted to be like a crazy teen, like with my head out the Uber.
Yeah. And then he told me he was going to go alone and we're only young once. After paragraphs of all capital texts begging me to go to the club. The last text was at 12 a.m. At 12:01 a.m., he sent me this.
Okay, so like something flipped and now I like actually need to just go to bed.
So
like I was being really dramatic for no reason.
And then we didn't go.
I just thought I wanted it and it turns out I didn't need it. You know, and that's okay. I really wanted to go to the club.
You could have went.
Yeah, but it's Tiger Heat, if you don't know, it used to be on like this place that was way closer.
It's not there anymore.
It's like further away.
I thought that was temporary.
That's what I thought too. Anyways, I feel like we're not even talking about what's on the list, which is good because we had a guest that canceled, and that's okay because
everyone hates us.
Yeah, everyone does hate us. Everyone's in the hospital. What's up with that?
Oh yeah, like, so just, inconvenient.
Just
thanks
be healthy. Like literally, we have a show to put
speaking
on.
Speaking of be healthy.
Oh my God. Oh wait, that's like later down the line, but we can talk about that. We both need to go to the doctor really fucking
bad. Severely. And like, by we both, I think you more, but like when's the last time you went to a doctor?
So long. I went to a chiropractor.
Me too, but that doesn't count.
And then they said like, she literally cracked my back and she's like, this is going to fix your anxiety. And then she like would crack my neck and I'd be like, my leg hurts so bad. Like it's so fucked up. And then she would be like, she literally would just like adjust my body like the exact same way every time. And it definitely was hurting and like made me sleep on a piece of styrofoam on my floor.
Didn't you like have a chiropractor and something? Never mind.
Sorry.
Never.
I have a chiropractor totally story, lying. But I actually.
Yeah, I was kidding.
No.
I actually made it up.
Crazy chiropractor story, but I actually can't talk about that. I'll explain it after the show.
Literally kidding.
Anyways.
Every time I would go to the chiropractor, I remember like being aware that some people like get their neck cracked and just die. So every time he was about to crack my neck, I'm like, this could be my last moment.
But like to kill someone, not to like adjust your neck.
No, like some people go to the chiropractor and they just die.
I don't think that.
They do. It's on E! News or something. It's literally, I'm going to find it. Some lady literally died. So I don't go anymore. And I can't like feel like I can't support my head with my neck. That's how bad it hurts. But I'm not going back because I'm not dying.
You have a neck brace, so you can
make
it work.
I had to use it the other day.
That's a lot. Oh, we ate Greasy Burgers 10 in the morning today.
Oh my God. We had to like do a shoot for a thing, okay?
And we're allowed to say it, right?
Oh, we are?
He told us we can because it will be announced by the time this podcast episode comes out.
1-800-BURGERS.
Go to Postmates right now and buy a burger if you were in the Los Angeles area. Basically, Jordan just texted us and he was like, you guys own a burger company. And we were like, what the fuck? And he's like, come tomorrow to take photos. And we were like, what do we wear? And he's like, I don't know.
And then I'm like, what do I literally wear? And he's like,
he wouldn't fucking respond. And he was like, I did not know what was going on. We took some photos with burgers. We ate
at
them.
At 10 in the morning, we ended up biting a big greasy burgers. They were good. I mean, it was just they like the thought good. Of like biting into a greasy burger at 10 a.m. probably wasn't like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
And then Jordan got there and we hid behind a chair, like without even thinking about it, and hid from him for 20 minutes. And we were crawling around the floor and we're texting him like, we can't come.
And then he was like, oh my God, they can't come. And then
we surprised him.
He looked super fucking embarrassed.
What the fuck?
And also, we're forcing him to take us to Catch for doing the burgers.
Yeah, and in celebration of our podcast. And we've never been to Catch except for the one time we sat outside it for 2 hours trying to meet Jason Derulo. And we didn't meet Jason Derulo. And we thought someone drugged his car.
That was the worst day ever. No, that wasn't
was the
worst.
Best day ever.
Yeah, but
didn't we go to Britney's house too? Britney Spears that day?
No, that was a different day. But literally, we waited out.
No, was it?
Yes, that was a different time because you picked me up from my house that day. But we were together. Literally, we waited outside for Jason Derulo for fucking 2.5 hours. And
I don't even like him that much.
I don't either, but we just wanted to like mess with him for a TikTok. But like, what do you do at a restaurant for 2.5 hours? And he was there like an hour and a half before. So he was at Catch for like over 4 hours.
Unless that wasn't even his car in the first place. Well,
that was because we looked it up.
No, here's how this happened. We were at my house, like probably going to bed or something, like literally nothing to do, like didn't even plan on leaving. But then my friend texted me, he's like, I'm at Catch and Justin Bieber's here. And I was like, eh. And then he's like, well, Jason Derulo's on the other side of us. And I was like,
and we
need to run as fast as we can and go. I mean, we don't even like, I...
Like, and then we like called no people interest. That like definitely wouldn't be down, but we were just trying to convince everyone that we knew.
Yeah, and everyone's like, you guys have fun. And we're like, okay. And we literally sat on the curb outside of Catch waiting for Jason Derulo to come out. And we thought we saw some man put powder in his car. And then we're like, we have to stay here and warn Jason Derulo that he might sit on poison and die. But we didn't. And he's alive. So
it ended up working out just A-okay.
And we got McDonald's.
We did. It was so yummalicious.
Was it?
It was Yoma leaning up.
Guys, that salmon is swimming.
The salmon is swimming upstream.
Yeah.
Or downstream.
Both.
Oh, shit. I mean, my shart. Oh, my God. The first podcast shart.
That's going to be you. That's all.
Bitch,
you.
I already talked about shitting myself after eating this beef burger.
I think every single episode you talk about your shit.
But get 1-800 Burgers and you won't shit yourself. I promise.
Unless your tummy doesn't agree with me.
No sharting guaranteed for 1-800 Burgers. You can quote me on that. Anyways, how was your birthday, Mrs. Hartman?
Super good. I don't remember most of it. But why? I turned 22.
Do you have a really bad memory? Is that why like you don't remember most of it? Oh, yeah.
It's not because I was blackout drunk or anything. It's because I have a super bad memory.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't because I literally downed drinks as fast as I could. It was because I have a bad memory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We went to Rocco's. First we went to a bar and we saw they had karaoke. And me and Ian needed to sing CeeLo Green or something really bad was going to happen.
I don't even want to say what was going to happen, but it would have been super, really bad.
Really bad.
Yeah.
Would have happened. But we did find a dollar and we gave it to them. And I said, it's my birthday. As if it wasn't fucking clear because I had a birthday Sasha TR and an Elsa Pinata on my hip.
Elsa Pinata was probably gave it away.
Yeah. Because most people on their birthday wear Elsa. Frozen pinatas.
Yeah.
When you turn 22, you have to.
Oh, also, it was Adam Sandler Friday. We talked about that last week, but yeah, we all dressed up as Adam Sandler. I went up to the guy who was doing karaoke. I also realized, am I like not looking at the camera enough? Am I going to like cross-eyed like every podcast?
I look at this sometimes, but mostly you.
No, I literally went up to the guy doing karaoke maybe 9 times being like, it's her birthday. And he was like, yeah, I know that. I'm going to bump her up. And then he wasn't bumping you up. And I literally was like, it's her fucking birthday and we have a reservation for another place in like 10 minutes. So we got to hurry this. And then he did.
Well, thank you, sir.
I also feel bad. The guy was being so mean. This person did karaoke before us and they were definitely like not being as annoying or as loud as we were. And he was like, make sure to not be annoying and scream into the mic after you sing. Do you remember that?
Us?
The guy that went on before us.
Oh, he yelled at him?
Yeah, he got like so mad. Like, why was he being so mean to that guy? Sorry, we're looking to our friends who were also there.
Screaming the end of that CeeLo Green song.
Yeah, and he just didn't say anything.
It was my vida. You can't yell at someone on
Yeah, you really can't. I woke up sore. I have so many. I look like I got beat up by a ghost or some shit.
I think I got beat up and forgot.
I think I might have too. I know why. So I was just living my little Rocco's paradise life. I was in paradise. I was dancing with a literal 60-year-old woman. It's on my Instagram if you want to look at that. And me and Emmy, whenever we go out, we do this thing where we lose each other for 2.5 hours and then don't know what's going on.
And then we come back and have 7 stories that don't sound real.
Yeah. So then there was this drag queen that was like, she was giving. Also, oh my God, I'm like getting so sidetracked. It was either you or Brie or Jenna. Did we find a bunch of dollars on the floor and just like hand a drag queen like a giant pile of like $50?
I think I dropped those because Chandler gave me
no, and there was
stack.
More on the floor and we literally just took all them and just handed the host.
I dropped a dollar in a toilet and then gave it to Ian.
And then I gave it to a drag queen. I'm so sorry if you're a drag queen at Rocco's. Anyways, so this girl drags me on stage and they were like, it's time for a catwalk. And I'm dressed like Adam Sandler and I'm already like, I'm already like a stick figure enough when I like try to dance or attempt to. And like the baggy clothes was just really not doing it. But so for some reason in my brain, I was like, it's a competition. So like I have to win. No, it was literally not. Which why are you going to have a fucking catwalk if no one's going to be the winner? Because it was going to be me. And so then the first person goes up and they do a split. And I do not know how to do a split, but I know how to do a really bad death drop. And so I got on stage, I did my little dancey dance, and I slammed so fucking hard onto the like concrete like stage. It was, yeah, I like can't walk. It like hurts to walk. My body's super sore, but the death drop actually looked better than I thought it would. I'm not gonna lie. There's a video of that too. It was a lot.
Girl. All I remember is that at the end of the night, me and Jenna look around. We're like, where did every single person we came here with go? Everyone fucking left us, did not say a word. And then we're like, are you kidding? But I was like having my B-day moment and I was not going to bed because I was so awake. So me and Jenna just like frolicked around a parking garage for an hour. And then we got like to the bottom of the parking garage and we're like, where is the exit? And the security guy goes, you guys have been here way too long. You need to go. And I was like, well, how do I get out? And he wouldn't tell us. And he was just looking at us. And I was like, hello, where's the exit? And he watched us like wander around for 10 minutes. So we figured out how to leave. And then my dog ate all my fucking McDonald's.
I tried to go to the dog park and then I didn't. And then I was outside and then I saw Gasper and then he was like, I'm getting an Uber. And then I went to my room. I woke up in my bed and I was like, this is very confusing because I thought I was going to go to Emmy's.
I woke up on the floor next to my empty McDonald's bag.
Anyways, speaking of gay people, we saw Tyler Oakley.
I got something to say. Go ahead.
So we were, okay, let me backtrack. I make jokes about Tyler Oakley. Also, you have your skeletons in your closet because we said a long time ago that Tyler Oakley ate Colleen Ballinger's placenta on an Instagram Live.
We started a hashtag for Tyler Oakley and we were just bored on live and we're like, we're going to get it trending. And we said that he ate Colleen Ballinger's placenta and that's all that I did. And which actually, I don't to think be fair,
we didn't even say that. Someone commented it and I read and it out loud and laughed and then everyone started saying it. And then I was like, I guess.
Yeah. So I did nothing. So go ahead.
You started the live.
Hush.
So we see Tyler Oakley and I also made another video explaining that like I say yas and slay, but like not in a Tyler Oakley gay way, but in a way that I'm better than everyone and funnier than everyone. So it's acceptable. It was like a long like rant thing. Anyways, so we're driving and I just see Mr. Mustache Man in his Jetta.
I thought he was kidding for a second. And then I literally thought like Tyler Oakley was on the street. We always also like joke about like, oh, we need to like meet Tyler Oakley or like Joey Graceffa or whatever. And it's not even in like an assholey way. Like I just loved them when I was a teenager. But Ian starts screaming and I'm driving and I look over and it's Tyler Oakley and we start like screaming at the top of our lungs and he's like, shh. And then after the second time we screamed, he was like, Tyler Oakley.
Are you going to be the one to say it?
What? No.
Okay.
Don't. Tyler Oakley, I did nothing to you. Wah. So be mad at him, not fine. Me.
And then we posted the story I posted it on my Instagram. Tyler Oakley put me talking shit about him next to this video of me screaming, being like, I love you, Tyler Oakley. And then he said on the next slide, he made three slides and said, not the last two slides being about the same person.
And then that just disassociates. That associates back to me. And now I just want to play the video, but that means that Tyler Oakley now hates me too. And I'm pissed. And Ian's real, real lucky.
I DM'd him and he said no beef.
Oh, he unfollowed me on Twitter, so... Ian's super lucky that I'm not 14 because if I would have been 14 and Tyler Oakley hated me, we would have a really big fucking problem. But anyways, here's what Tyler Oakley did have to hear. And
we have for the audio listeners, turn your volume down.
Yeah, maybe this was a lot of us, but we were super excited and I am sorry.
It was an exciting moment.
It was, and maybe it was longer than this clip.
Yeah, it was a lot longer than that clip.
We were excited, and then he posted, he's like, I was just trying to drive and clear my head. Sorry.
He was on Melrose, though.
And it was my B-day, Tyler Oakley. Like, what? You can't be mad at me.
Like, exactly.
Tyler Oakley, come on the podcast.
Oh my God, we didn't talk about how we went to, like, a crappy Sky Zone for your birthday.
I had one wish, and that was to go to fucking Sky Zone and jump, okay? And like the plan of that was like jump for 10 minutes and eat a hot dog. But like I wanted to go so bad, and then it was like, no, we're booked. I didn't know that. I didn't know Sky Zone could be booked. They're just like, let everyone jump, you know? But then Ian's like, no, I found a place.
It looks so cute and cool and giant online.
Girl. It was a children's birthday park with 5 trampolines in it, like tiny trampolines. And we had to wait in line with a bunch of 5-year-olds because there was a birthday party going on. And it was literally me, Jenna, Michael, and Ian, like big, giant, tall girls with literal, actual like 5-year-olds. And they're all like,
yeah, we made friends though.
Like, hello. And then there was like a play station pen thing, and we really wanted to go, and it said like, don't come in here unless you're under 48 inches, but we were like, can we go? And she's like, I didn't see
the manager felt bad. Every fucking thing was broken in that place. And also the trampolines, it wasn't like, oh, this is an area with 5 trampolines. It was like you had to go on the specific course that was like, you would go 2 trampolines, turn around, 3 trampolines. That was literally it. So you just kept have to spin and jump around in the same fucking 4 trampolines over and over and over again. And then we just went in a ball pit.
Yeah, and then the zip line was closed and the fun wipeout thing was closed. And then there was like this thing. What is it? Like the bars that you like swing across?
Like Ninja Warrior
like
things.
Basically like just a monkey bar type thing. But there was foam like cubes under it. So you would think like, oh, foam cubes, I can fall into that. I hit the fucking floor. I literally was like, I'm falling straight down from this monkey bar. I thought I was going to hit a foam. I smacked.
It was like an inch of like.
No, I didn't even hit a cube. I fell smacking in the floor on my tailbone and it fucking hurt so bad.
Oh my goodness.
But she gave us a free pass and we're going to go back next week.
Oh yeah, we have to go back.
Yeah, so we did that. Went home, dressed as Adam Sandler and blacked out. Happy birthday, Emmy. Age is so weird. I literally up until like last night at 3 a.m, I was like, age is fake and it's dumb and I don't care. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm fucking old and I'm literally a fourth of the way to death.
Yeah. I also think it's just even worse. Like when you think about like goals you have and then like the people that are like in the industry with the goals you have are like, yeah, like I'm not even to call her out because she's so talented, but it's like, I'm Olivia Rodrigo and I'm 12. And then you're like, I'm 22 and I'm about to fucking die. And then it's like all these
young. I
actually
haven't thought about this yet.
You haven't thought about that?
No, I was just thinking about how when I was 16, I'm like, when I'm 22, I'm going to be hot. I missed something. But thank you, because now I'll think about this too. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then it's no, I think about that all the time because it's like, and then you have to just act a certain way when you're old.
We don't. Oh, Ian, we just went to a kid's play trampoline park. What are you even trying to say?
You know what I mean with certain things. Also, we talked about this
we
earlier.
We just crawled around the floor and hid from Jordan for 20 minutes. Like, what do you mean?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I feel like with the internet, especially because like the things that I say online, like it's so easy for people to just be like, you're a fucking old man. I don't know. Anyways.
I'm not connecting the dots.
Our problems. Our problem is that we just both need a physical.
And yeah, we need to go. Should we go to the doctor together?
That would be fun. I said I would get a prostate exam with you. Did we talk about that last week?
Yeah, we did.
Sorry, guys. We're stockpiling things right now because we need to have 3 episodes in advance. So if we're just talking about shit and prostate exams too much, just let us know in
the
comments.
You're the one who brings up shit every single time.
And it's... I mean, we've talked about this. We can talk about pissing ourselves if we actually piss ourselves between every podcast we film.
I haven't pissed myself since the last one.
5 days clean.
Yeah. No, I was thinking, well, at first I was telling Ian, go to the doctor. You're concerning me. And then I was like, I need to go to the doctor. But instead, I bought a $75 a month vitamin subscription. So I think that will fix everything.
That's so, like the same thing.
Yeah, so I'm not going to the doctor. I also don't get it. I don't know how you do that.
I don't get it. Like the doctor.
Who do I call?
The doctor.
Okay, but who?
I don't know. So what if you don't match with the doctor's vibes? Do you ever think about that?
Yeah, like I don't want to do that.
Like literally.
My old doctor was Dr. Shabab.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't remember anything about her.
I haven't seen the doctor in a minute. Anyways, wait, oh, we've been going for 23 minutes. Look at us go.
23, 32.
Is that Ariana's remix to 34, 35, 23,
32? Yeah, it is.
It's coming out soon. Featuring Savage Gasp.
What?
He has a song with Ariana.
Oh, yeah.
I hate to be the one to announce it for you, Gasper.
He said, girl.
He's not listening.
Next.
Next what?
Your prob.
My prop?
You said you can't unpack your boxes.
Oh, I can't. I wrote it down, but I don't even want to get into it. I can't unpack my fucking boxes. It's a long story. It's really not long, but I don't want to get into it. But yeah. So
I'm going to die alone when I'm 75. I have that written down. I just want to say that really fast. I don't feel like it either. I'm also going to buy 7 birds. I've always had this plan of buying 5 macaws, 2 on each arm, 1 on the head. I open my front door. Hey, I'm going to be fucking insane. I literally am going to like walk around booty cheek naked.
I also feel like you're, not to cut you off, but I feel like you're too afraid to live in a house alone. So you're going to be like a crazy old lady in like an apartment complex with like 22 year olds.
Yeah. Probably. And I'm going to literally like, I'm going to have a, oh yeah, when I'm 80, I'm going to get giant fake boobs, like the biggest fake boobs you ever seen in your life, because I don't like want them, but I just feel like I'm missing out. So when I'm 80 and probably like pretty close to croaking, I'm just going to have like giant bowling ball tits. So.
Yeah. Anyways,
just thought I'd say that. Go ahead.
I don't know what to say after that.
End of sentence.
I'm just imagining you with bowling ball tits.
Why are you imagining that?
Should we bring out our guest?
Yeah.
Okay. Up next we have Mr. Savage Gas.
We're with Gasparianna Grande.
We are with Mr. Savage Gas.
Savage Gas. Yeah. What's her name?
Savage, like Gasper?
No, what's your
name? Why are you like saying it like you don't know what and you're asking? You're like, wait, like what?
Savage Gas.
Wow. This is crazy. Can we get a round of applause?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know if that picks up, but it's okay.
Can I hear the feet thing now?
Oh, let's, yeah. Let's
like,
just,
what's wrong with my feet?
Yeah, let's start right off with what's wrong with your feet.
Okay, so I, like, fake tanned myself the other day, and I stained my, like, toenails with the fake tan, so they like look green-ish yellow.
So now my question is, why was the fake tan green?
Well, it like, it's like yellowish green, but Ian was like,
you sure it was the tan?
Yeah, right. I don't know. I think I should go to the hospital.
That might be a lot.
Oh my god. Wait, okay, we can, you can say if we can cut it out. Gasper recently was in the hospital because his dick has a rash.
You were in the hospital? Wait, are you lying? I can't tell anyone's lying.
Nah, okay.
Wait, I said, tell me what we can't talk about. And you did not say
it. Oh, you don't want that anything.
No, I don't even care. Like, okay, so like I went home for like 2 days. And
wait,
I,
this
like,
is real.
Yes, yeah. This is real.
Okay, so I went home for 2 days and I like didn't have my shampoo because they took it in TSA. So I used my dad's soap and I like after the shower, I was just like, my dick was just mad red. And I was, and I was like, what is going on right now? And then like I woke up the next morning and it was like hella dry and itchy. And I was like, so I went into my dad's
room. You went to your dad's room. I went into my dad's.
No, I didn't show him, but I told him and he was like, dude, like you might have an STD. And I was like, oh my God. So I went to the doctor and got a test and it was fine, but I did have an allergic reaction to the soap, so I had to use an anti like something cream and like I just like had to rub it on dick.
Gaspel had a pee-pee wash.
But my dick is fine now.
Oh, I'm glad.
So everyone out there for hearing this, Gasper's penis is okay.
It's okay. Yeah. What a question to start off, yeah?
I know.
I don't even know how that
I like told it. Ian that in confidence and it's the first thing he brought up.
You told me the things I'm not allowed to talk about.
In confidence.
I literally said this last night.
I literally said this. Like, this sucks because like y'all know me so well. Like, I'm scared.
No, it's like not the worst questions. I am okay, so
unless they're really bad. And they might be interrogate you.
I said this earlier. Me and Gasper are roommates, if you guys didn't know. So I'm like worried. Gasper, come on. Blow the smoke into your sleeve.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm kidding. I don't really care.
Or towards Ian.
Or towards me.
I care about my lungs.
Anyways, I was worried because me and Gasper are roommates and I'm like, what if I say something and then he's like mad and then it's like awkward.
That's really awkward for you.
I think we're already past that.
Are you mad?
No, like
you look
fine. Gasper, if you ever got mad at me, I'd just have to block you.
I know you did say that once. And then you also said that I was scary because I played soccer in high school. And
I'm so scared of men most of the time.
I showed Emmy like a high school photo of me in like my like soccer uniform and she like gasped and
I like had to run away. No, I'm scared of men, but like not actually, but like something about men who play soccer is so terrifying. And I would have never expected such a thing from Gasper.
Why?
I don't know. Because I just like knew you for a while. And then you're like, yeah, I played soccer.
Because I haven't exercised it was in the 3 biggest,
years. Well, no. I didn't say that. No, but I knew him for a while. And then he's like, yeah, I played soccer. And I was like, what the fuck? I just felt lied to.
It was a shocker. Some might say.
Shocker.
Well, let's go down the list. We have a lot of talking points to hit.
Okay. It's a mix of questions and just statements.
Yeah, it is just, it's kind of just like exposing you.
Okay. Let's
I
do
have
it.
To burp and I feel like the fish is going to come up. Go ahead.
I might at some point.
Okay.
Okay. So first off, give us a little story time of the time you bought an $100 rose teddy bear for a girl that ghosted you.
Okay. Oh, wow. So
we're just going right in.
Yeah. So like last Valentine's Day, I was, oh my god, why would you say
that? I literally told him, I said you have to be specific because I will bring up things.
Oh, I didn't think you remembered that. Okay, wait. And okay,
we remember everything.
We remember,
yeah,
a lot.
Sure, after that. Okay, so yeah, like I was talking to this girl and I thought it was real cool, so I went to the mall and bought a $100 like fake rose teddy bear for her for Valentine's Day. And I was like about to leave for Dallas like the next morning, and I like texted her. I was like, yo, you should just like come to like the apartment real fast. Like I set up like a whole thing with like flowers and like the teddy bear and stuff. And she didn't respond.
She didn't respond.
No. And then I left. And then the next morning she was like, OMG, like I fell asleep. And she literally posted on her story like 8 times that night. Just out.
And what did you do with the teddy bear?
I gave it to the next person I was talking
to. You re-gifted
it. And yeah, I repurposed it. And I said that.
An upcycle, if you will.
Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, I just bought this. She loved it.
Did you say I bought it for you?
Yeah, I did.
I hope she sees this.
No, stop. Anyways. Cut that.
This one isn't really.
No, that wasn't even her.
Oh.
That was before.
Was it?
No.
Nah.
That's what I thought. That's
damn. Funny. Gasper gets hoes, I guess.
Okay.
Keep going, Emmy. We have another talking point.
This one literally
point.
Isn't even a question. I just like thought of it. And also, it's literally not anything you can even answer, but I just want to say it out loud because it makes me laugh. Do you remember when we were at the beach and we were laying there and you're like, I really hope a bird doesn't shit on me. And within like a minute, a bird shat on you.
It filled up my belly button.
I didn't know that part. Like, what?
We were all like laying out and it literally just dropped into my belly button and was like, it was like a little pool of doo-doo swimming around.
And then you
also
got-
wait, yo. And then the sunburn.
Severe.
So Emmy was like, oh, you need to put on sunscreen. And I was like, I don't. Like, I never even get sunburned. Like,
you're like, I'm Italian.
It was like not a sunny day.
It so, was literally no clouds in the sky, sun beaming down.
Listen. So everything was fine. And then I got home that night and like my legs were really red and like burning. And I was like, okay, it's not that bad. So I like put aloe on it before I went to bed and I woke up and there was like blisters, like bubbles on my legs. And it was really gross. And then I picked them.
Speaking of shit, it's on the list.
Who spoke of shit?
Bird shit.
Oh.
But we have more shit talk, not talking shit, but talk about shit.
Oh. Gasper, you should have specified things we can't talk about.
Yeah, I think I know where this is going. So.
Speaking of shit, I have a funny story about Gasper. They had an Airbnb, and I was like, you cannot leave your Airbnb in this condition before you leave. It was disrespectful. So I was I'll help clean, like the good pal I am.
I remember
I'm cleaning the bathroom. I'm like, damn, there's a lot of fucking crumpled toilet paper in the corner.
This one I almost don't want you to say.
It's a little too late for that. There's a lot of crumpled toilet paper in the corner. Just gotta pick it up and throw it. I thought it was just like, I don't know, like tissues or something. So I was like, I was taking a different piece of toilet paper and grabbing it and just putting it in a trash bag. And then our other friend is like, where'd all that toilet paper go? I'm like, the trash? And then he's like, Emmy. I was like, what? And then he's like, Gasper wipes his ass and throws it in the corner. And I was like, what do you mean?
Okay, listen.
So why do you do that? Why do you wipe your ass and throw it in the
Gasper's
corner?
I picked up Gasper's shitty crumpled toilet paper from the corner of the fucking bathroom that was marinating.
Like on your hands. So like that toilet like didn't work. So I.
You don't gotta lie, girl.
Fat fucking lie. Because when we were in the Airbnb in New York, there was a little shit situation going on.
What's his face shit on the floor when he was drunk? That was not me. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't remember.
No, after that show that we had, that person that we're not going to speak of got super drunk and like tried to sit down and he like half sat down on the toilet and like shit on the floor and in the trash can. And that wasn't even me, but I did pick it up with a Ziploc bag.
Oh my God.
Okay. So like, it wasn't even like the toilet didn't work, but like I couldn't flush that much toilet paper down it when I take like a big shit. So
What?
He shits. He's a big boy.
Yeah. And I'm also like a liquid guy. Like I'm not like a big solid food guy. So it's like, it's a lot.
It's a barnyard shit, as me and Emmy would call it.
Barnyard?
Me and Emmy keep saying, I'm barnyard shitting. I don't know what that's like. I don't know how it started, but like, we'll literally text each other and be like, girl, this is a barnyard shit.
Sorry, guys.
Wait, what's that comedian that's like, my pussy smells like a barnyard animal?
Amy Schumer? Yeah. She goes on stage, she's like, my vagina's nasty. And everyone's like,
I feel like we had such a big Amy Schumer phase where I like, maybe just me, where I like watched all
the- Yeah, girl, maybe just you.
No, I watched it with you at the old house one time and it was like the leather special. And she's like, oh, I literally am getting a rash on my vagina and it stinks. She's
like, my pussy stinks. And everyone's like, ah.
We love you, Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
So today, Gasper, because he was a very last minute guest.
I was.
We ended up just going back to my apartment and we just handed him a coffee. And then Emmy ran out as fast as she could because we kind of trapped Gasper into driving here because he has a Tesla.
Yeah, I literally walked in. I said, hello, Gasper, are you ready? And then I was in the living room and I was like, I want to go in the Tesla. So I thought if I ran out as fast as I could and took my car home, he would have to pick me up.
Yeah, that, okay. I didn't understand that because Emmy was like in my room and like she had driven there and then like wasn't. Mm-hmm. And then Ian was like, oh, we have to pick her up. And I was like, where did she go?
Home.
Because you don't want her driving your Tesla car again.
Oh, yeah. The last time Emmy drove my Tesla, she drove it off of like a really high curb and dented the front of it. And my bumper was like kind of hanging off.
She crashed it twice.
Yeah. The only time she ever drove my car.
Wait, what was the second thing she hit?
Well, first, when I was leaving Wendy's, I didn't see the curb and I slammed down to the floor. The second time I was trying to park it and I hit the curb and like knocked the bumper off. And then I said, if there's something wrong, don't tell me. I will Venmo you $500 and leave, which it probably was more than that. And then he's like, no, I shoved it back in. And then you never told me.
It was more than that to fix it.
I'll give you money, I told you.
No.
Gasper, why? We have you on our show and you're trying to guilt us? This is ridiculous.
I just pushed it in. It's still like kind of hanging off. It's fine.
We've kind of gone over the fact that you're a Disney.
$2,000. I'm gonna freak out. Anyways, go.
We've kind of gone over the fact that you're a Disney adult.
Uh-huh.
What is it about Disney that just gets your juices flowing?
By Lizzo.
Like, what do you love
do
about
you love Disney?
It's like, not like a sex thing.
I know. Well, it's obviously not a sex thing, but you have Peter Pan on your throat.
Your juices flowing.
Okay. You have Peter Pan on your throat.
There's other juices.
Okay. I don't know. I like Mickey Mouse.
You can't just look sideways with the Peter Pan and Mickey be like, I don't know.
I like Mickey Mouse.
Nah, I've like always been a Disney adult. And when I quit my job, I like didn't know what to get as a tattoo on my hand because I wasn't allowed to have them before when I was working. So I just picked Huey, Dewey, and Louie because I thought they were fun. And from there, it kind of just became more and more and more and more. And then I like dubbed myself a Disney adult after that.
I think that's a pretty fair assessment.
Yeah.
I can't stop like thinking about your toes just being out.
Oh. My toes?
Yeah.
Why is there like a rash on your big toe?
What is that? It's like a cut.
Is that the pedicure from the first time we got pedicures?
Yeah.
Do your toenails not grow?
I trim them still.
Yeah, but like the paint is still like.
I don't know. Gotta zoom in on my toes. Whoever's editing this.
Why are you crunching the fabric?
Fine. Now that you guys have shamed me in my feet, I'm gonna just put these bad boys away.
One time Ian and Bree chased me around and like, let us see your toes.
Yeah, we wanted to see your little oinkers.
You're not
seeing them.
Her little oinkers, her little piglets.
Oh, your little piggies? Can I see?
No.
Please. No. Please.
No.
Fine.
That's a cool shirt.
Thank you. I wore it in honor of Gasper, Mickey and Minnie.
Speaking of seeing Disney. Speaking of seeing uncomfortable things, I saw your penis twice. So let's talk about this. Cause I feel like we haven't actually discussed.
Okay. So like when I
get I'm just like I have to observe.
When
this
I get
one.
Drunk, I like to like
tell the camera.
Yeah, when I get drunk, sometimes I'll like pull my pants down as soon as I get into the bathroom and then walk to the toilet like that. And one time I did it and I literally turned around and Ian was just standing there and here I was completely flaccid sitting down and it happened twice for some reason. And I'm sorry.
Yeah. Can I give an example of what he did?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me give you an example. So imagine this chair is the toilet. Okay. This is what he did. Okay.
So he like did this and then he went like,
that's the toilet. What's the?
Sorry. Yeah. Okay. So he was so far away. That's and I'm the door. Sorry for the audio listeners. Right now, I'm explaining the whole situation.
So, the door.
Okay.
He went. His full hands down, and then he went.
and then sat down, and I said, "Gasper, I just saw your penis," and then he said,
"Was that on Halloween?"
Yes.
Oh, Gasper has a fun hobby called have everyone come over, get really drunk, and then fall asleep by 10 and not hang out with us.
Yeah, why do you do that? That's like a occurring theme. You're like, I'm so down, and then everyone's there, and then I have to kick everyone out.
I'm just like an easy sleeper. Like when I like get drunk or high, like I can't help but like wanting to make some memes. But that one time,
what
did you some like sleep? Like take a little snooze.
Some memes?
like. Yeah, there was one time though that I did it and Emmy filmed me for 45 minutes while I was asleep.
45?
Yeah, you left a whole video on my phone with Ben. And she was like doing? Whispering to me in my sleep and she said, "Hey Gasper, you're sleeping right now." I have it.
I think I have a few on my phone of me just standing there going, "Get up, get up, get up."
Oh. Yeah, Emmy loves talking to me when I'm not conscious.
That sounded weird.
Yeah. Hey. I didn't mean that.
No, I get bored.
Should we go into our first segment, Mrs. Hartman?
The lyric one?
Is yeah, we have a shit? Game. Some iCarly shit.
Yeah, we're going to... We can dance later if you'd like.
It felt like iCarly as soon as Ian took his feet
who,
up.
Well, who's who?
Who's who? Like Freddie, Carly. Sam. Or,
yeah, who's Carly, who's Sam, who's Freddie in this group right now?
I feel like Emmy's definitely Sam. And I feel like...
Bitch, you want to be Carly.
You're no, you can be Carly.
Oh, I'm Freddie.
But I want to be Gibby.
You can be Gibby. You can have your Gibby. Stomach out.
I love Gibby.
Gib.
You can take your Gibby. Shirt off we if do. You want.
We but actually
I don't
do.
Think you do. So, obviously, you are a rapper as... As we know.
Do y'all
why
won't
you
like
let me and Ian be on a song?
Music?
Yes, all the time.
Do you forget that I make music?
Yeah, why won't you let me and Ian be on a song?
Because like we're always just doing that
we
was
can
like my
rap really good.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you guys want a freestyle
no.
right now?
No.
Should we put a beat on?
No.
Okay.
It's like I'm kind of anxious. Like it has to be in like a privated space.
Yeah. I feel like we just like do so much random shit together that like I've like never made music or spoke about it in front of either of you.
Well, we've been rapping recently.
Oh yeah.
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 But you can't hear it. No. Anything? Do you have like
no.
No.
We haven't recorded any of it.
No. But we just like wanna know like into the mind of Savage Gasp. And we want to know, like, we just want to know some insight on your lyrics.
Oh, Jesus.
So we explain the lyrics.
We have some lyrics written down from really old songs. I was searching and searching and searching.
Yeah, Jenna found some for us.
Jenna found a
did
bunch.
You really?
Yes. She was searching.
There's some bad ones.
Yeah.
We were...
Not like that bad, but...
No. So
I was gonna say we'll see.
Do you wanna start?
Oh yeah, so explain this one. you say Gasp don't make hits, she's smoking on dick. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Like you're smoking on dick if you don't
think. Oh, that was like, okay. Thank you.
Like you're
that was really good.
That
yeah, you're like you're misinformed.
Okay.
If you think that I don't.
Okay.
You're smoking on dick?
No, that's all we need. Go ahead.
I wrote another, there's like the, I'm gonna skip the second one just because that one was like, it's okay. This one says, got a grandma looking bitch to my right. I call her Betty White. What does that mean?
I definitely didn't say that.
Yeah. Jenna literally was the one that wrote that one
Betty
down.
Betty White?
Yes, Betty
what
White.
What song?
I don't.
It was on SoundCloud.
Oh, hell no. I definitely didn't say that.
Yes, you. It says, it's written down right here. Got a grandma looking bitch to my right. I call her Betty White.
We copy and pasted.
It was literally on your Genius.
Nah, that's not even that bad, but I definitely didn't say that.
No, you did.
Yes,
so
you
mean?
Did.
What
does that
y'all
mean?
Y'all didn't look that hard because I've said way funnier shit than that.
What does it mean?
A grandma looking bitch to my right.
Yeah.
Wait, what is it? She looked like Betty White.
You wrote
I
it.
Call her Betty White.
Oh, is Betty White alive?
I don't know. That's
you
not the
wrote
question.
It. I don't know.
Oh, she is? Yes. Damn, she must be getting there.
She must be getting there.
Yeah.
She
so
must.
What's that mean? Why did you write that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't really have an answer to that.
This
one,
the next one is like
shout
a,
out Betty
a
White,
love
though.
One.
A love one?
Yeah.
So they're all fake except for the first one?
They're not fake.
No. Literally read the next one.
Okay.
The one under the grandma one?
Yeah.
You my missing link, no Twilight Princess, and I don't need your forgiveness. What does that mean?
What's the story behind that?
What? Oh, it's like y'all never played Legend of Zelda? Are y'all like nerdy?
No. I forget
yeah,
how nerdy
right?
you
like,
are.
Yeah. I like, I don't know. It's like from a game. Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess.
Nice.
I feel like that's not going to like resonate with your audience, but it's just like a game that I liked.
Okay. Do you want to do the next one?
You can. I'll do the one after that.
How did you find that? That's like on my archive, bitch.
We have
the
we
Betty White thing though.
We actually
I
I'm
need
not
to know
kidding.
What song that's you just threw that in there.
No.
You thought you were just having a little goof?
No, it was on there.
Okay.
No, it actually
yeah.
was.
Yeah.
On the track list.
Baby, you're my pearl, no Tampax.
What?
like Tampax pearl. I assumed it meant like Tampax pearl.
Yeah.
Like those tampons.
I'm not really like I don't know that much about that.
Like, about tampons or periods?
About either. I've asked you about this stuff. Like, is it like out of your butt or is it like
Gasper,
I'm just gonna ask you the next one. What is what did you mean by baby you're my frat queen, call you RuPaul?
Wait, what? You're my frat queen?
Baby, you're my frack queen, call you RuPaul.
What is frack?
Like fracking?
Like fracking.
What does that mean?
It's when you like dig into the earth for like oil. You knew this when you probably fucking wrote it, so I don't know why you're asking me. Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it mean, like, in that sense, though?
You
Jenna,
wrote it.
Can you get the definition of fracking?
Yeah.
RuPaul has a fracking bar.
Yeah, doesn't he? Wait, can you come out and explain this?
Is that, like,
this?
Some sort
yeah.
of...
Come here and read the definition, Gianni. Come here.
Did you just hear him? Is
what?
That some sort of butt thing?
But
I will say that between the two of you, I think I've seen every season of RuPaul. Because you forced me to watch it every
time,
like, for the first 6 months of when we met.
Someone pull up the definition of fracking, because now I'm confused.
Right. Blows up mines.
Okay, so he
injecting liquid at high pressure into subterranean rocks. Boring.
Wait, can you come on and read it? Because they're not.
Can you read like the
you.
Urban Dictionary one though? Like it can't mean that.
Fracking.
Yes, just someone come here.
Like RuPaul's
come here, audience. Jenna.
He fracks.
Jenna, you're online. You're on the camera for Cheers, brother. So you have to come out here. Everybody, welcome to the queen of
Jenna.
Welcome the queen of fracking, Jenna Wolf.
Yeah, Jenna.
Jordan actually is starting a fracking business that we have to promote soon.
Fracking on Urban Dictionary?
Yeah.
Fracking.
It's not going to mean the same thing on Urban Dictionary.
It says a polite term for shoving a lubricated probe into the earth's hole to release gas.
Yeah. But it's like illegal, I think.
Release gas. Gas.
Yeah, isn't it problematic? It's like really bad for the environment.
Oh.
The last part of that was gas, and what is his name?
All I heard was lubricated hole.
Okay.
Okay,
guys.
So I like have a better idea of what it means.
But do you care about the environment? Is that why you wrote that lyric?
Yeah. I feel like that's probably what I meant when I wrote that, and it wasn't something about a lubricated hole.
Okay.
Unless it was to help the environment.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I read the last one?
You want to.
Oh, there's only one more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one. Sorry.
Me too. But would you say you met by slurping fish piss with these fat fucks? Sorry.
There was one real
one. What did you mean by that? What do you usually slurp fish piss?
With these fat fucks.
What?
Why did you write that?
Why did you write that?
I don't know.
It seems a little problematic and not body positive.
Yeah, I have to piss so bad, bro.
Me too.
Oh my god, our last guest fucking ran out of the studio to go pee. Like, he didn't tell us. He was just like, all right, I'm going to go pee. And he just got up.
Yeah, we thought he was kidding. He literally just like, gotta go.
Speaking of fish piss.
Do you want a little break?
Yo, the first time I ever met Emmy, do you remember? Did you piss on the ground?
No, that was...
Oh, yeah.
Or don't... Maybe she doesn't want me to say that. Our friend.
Our... Okay.
Bleep out her name.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
In the alley.
You pissed on the... Yeah, in the alley.
Yeah, and then we ran back, and then they fell in the middle of the street.
Where's the craziest place that y'all have pissed?
Girl, I piss my pants 3 times a week.
Everywhere. I was going to say...
Emmy peed on my Subway sandwich once. I peed outside of KFC...
The Subway sandwich one, I was completely sober, by the way.
Yeah.
And I just, like, don't know how to control my bladder.
I feel like I peed in a Lay's chip bag once.
Ooh, I pissed in the back of an Uber one time. I thought I was peeing into a bottle, but I was so drunk that I was just pissing.
Are you fucking serious?
That's why I have, like, a 3.8 rating on Uber.
If you pissed in the back of my fucking car, I'd get your account deleted.
Yeah. I thought I was pissing into my Dasani bottle, but actually it was going all over his car and on my shoes and pants. That was probably like a year ago or 2 years ago.
Oh my
gosh. Right about when I met you guys.
Yeah, I just like pissed in the back of the Uber.
Meeting you two like was like the craziest bender though, like ever. I'd never pissed in so many different places until I met you two.
That's so fun.
That's so sweet, actually.
Don't you like feel like cool now that you peed a bunch of places?
I shit myself in the Hype House.
Gasper, what?
Oh my god.
Remember that party that we went to?
Yeah, you shit yourself there?
Like, I sharted pretty bad, but I did take my underwear off and throw them in the trash.
Oh my god. There?
That day?
Like, after I left.
You sharted and...
I told you that I had to go home, but it's because you sharted. Yeah.
Did I tell you about the bidet story at the... Okay. The bidet story at the... What's that house? The clubhouse. Did I tell you about that?
I might pee my pants right now. I'm not going to lie.
Me too.
You guys go pee and I will tell the story.
Can we stop the timer?
I'm just going to keep going.
Yeah, I'll just keep going. We always go over.
Oh,
sorry. God. Sorry, editor.
Oh, it's filling me.
So I'm going to tell a very lovely story about the time that I accidentally sprayed toilet bidet water all over the clubhouse bathroom. So I was fully sober. I was in a... like three different fights with like three different people. I was so stressed. I was like crying. I was like sobbing my eyes out in the clubhouse bathroom. And they had a bidet and I was like, oh my God, something good is coming out of this because I love bidets. They're my favorite thing ever. But it was the one with the hose. And so I was like, okay, I like don't want to like get this all over my clothes because I don't know how to use this. So I just... took off all my clothes and got butt naked for some reason to use the bidet. And in the bathroom, it was all full of glass. It was lit. I'm telling the story to someone off camera right now because I just want to like not look at a camera. Okay, I'll tell it to the audience. So I literally was in a full glass bathroom. It was a box, which like, why? Cause I was just watching myself take a shit. And so then I literally like go and I like position myself to like spray the thing. And it gets stuck and I spray it and it starts going all over like the glass bathrooms and just like spraying just toilet water all over the bathroom. And I'm like covered in water, like crying because I'm just like in a fight. And like the person that I was like fighting with called me and I was like, I can't talk. And then I just like literally had to clean up. I was literally like on the floor sobbing, cleaning up the entire bathroom, butt naked, staring at myself in the mirror, crying while I had to clean the entire bathroom. And then everyone was like, why did you pee for 50 minutes? And I was like, my stomach hurts so bad. Yeah. Anyways, oh, you're back.
Yeah,
I was talking about how I had to watch myself butt naked scrub the floors of the clubhouse because I sprayed a bidet everywhere. Because it got stuck. It was the hose bidet.
I'm literally not kidding. That actually happened.
You told me this, but was I there?
You wait. Put the You were there, and then I remember because I used the
You literally took so long. I was like, where the fuck are
I
you?
I used the bathroom.
And you're like, I sprayed the potato all over the
I place. Used the bathroom for like 20 minutes before to actually use the bathroom. And then I used it again because I was like fighting people. And then I was ended up just being in there for like 50 minutes because I had to use toilet paper and I didn't want to clog the toilet. And then everyone was like, where are you? And then
well, I thought you left.
I think John. That was when Jonah was here.
Yeah, and we played really funny videos. Well, okay, no. I don't know what to say that.
Yeah, let's just wait for Gasper. So we have a segment on our podcast where, so basically we need views, obviously. It's a new podcast. We don't want it to do super bad. We want to make sure that we hit those watch minutes so we can get the channel monetized. And in order to do that, we've decided that lying is the way to go. So we have a TikTok account where we post clips from the podcast, but we ask our guests to just come up with the craziest lie story that they can so that people will be like, oh my God, this podcast looks so interesting. Like, I need to click on it. So what do you want to lie about today?
Like the craziest, most obnoxious thing
you can. You can like mention like a celebrity like that not you don't Abby actually Miller, know. Though. Not Abby Lee Miller. Who's we learned that last week. Dance Doesn't Moms. Like, I don't know. You can come up with like any lie you want about anything. That sounds, it has to
Why
sound
are you
like
eating crazy. Harvest snaps?
Sorry. It has to sound crazy though. Oh. I know we're putting you on the spot, but like, you have to.
Wait, who?
Like, give an example.
Like, for last week, the clip, it wasn't necessarily a story, but we were pretending like we were having a ball contest, and like we went in front of the camera and like pretended that me and Polo Boy were comparing balls, and like Emmy and Tyler were rating it. It just has to be something crazy. It could be a lie about anything, any celebrity, anyone, unless you don't want to like talk about a random celebrity, but like it's encouraged.
Oh my God.
We're putting you on the spot.
Yeah.
Do you need help?
Yeah, can you guys help me?
Okay,
what's don't want to oh man.
Like the one that we were like using as an example last week is that like Abby Lee Miller gave someone ketamine or something. Like just an obnoxious sentence that if you saw a TikTok clip and heard like, oh, Abby Lee Miller gave me ketamine, and then you want to know the rest of the story.
Yeah.
Wait, Abby Lee Miller's like 50.
Right? Yeah. She's on Dance Moms.
Uh-huh. Wait, is she like a mom or is she like a child?
She's like the girl that screams at the kids.
Oh, shit.
Can Abby Lee Miller even dance?
I mean,
can she? I don't know. I've never seen Dance Moms.
She's in a wheelchair.
Oh.
Oh.
Sorry.
Wait, is she actually?
Can we just use that clip? Wait, can we just use that clip?
Wait, I knew she was in jail.
We're just gonna use.
I know she was in jail, but I know she didn't.
Oh yeah, she was in jail too.
Wait, she was in jail with the.
Oh my God! Well, we can use.
Yes, she is because there's that video of her like wheeling to Baskin Robbins. We should just use that.
We can use that clip, but let me like backtrack. I was asking like, she's not always been in one, right?
No.
Prior to the wheelchair, was she a dancer?
I'm not sure, actually.
Can someone figure that out?
I think she was. I remember watching the show, and she was a dancer. And then when she was like in her teenage years, I think like she was really young, and she was like, oh, like I'll never like be a good performer. I should become a choreographer.
Oh, so if you guys didn't hear, she was a dancer and then decided that she couldn't be a good performer, so she wanted to be a choreographer.
Also, I'm not laughing at the fact that she's in a wheelchair. I'm laughing because I said that sentence out loud and now have this information. Abby Lee Miller, I hope you're okay.
We know.
Wait, how did she get
why is she
wheelchair?
In one?
Well, she was in jail for tax evasion.
Yeah,
she was. She was in jail for tax evasion and then like she just got like, I think she has cancer or something.
Yeah, she has a cancerous tumor, but she's now cancer
free. Yeah, she is cancer free. Congratulations, Abby Lee Miller. Do your taxes better.
I'm gonna go to jail for tax evasion, girl.
I mean, don't say that. No, I'm not. They will use that against you.
Literally kidding. And if I ever do, this is not Emmy.
I don't know why the last thing I searched on Google was Lele Pons.
Why?
No, because I said Lele Pons was at that part, that Six Flags thing that we didn't go to. Anyways.
Should we lie about her?
Should we go to Six Flags?
Yeah.
Do you guys want to go to the water park next week?
Yeah. Okay, wait.
Wait, what did you used to say about getting in the water? Like, you were like, oh, we're going to be Greg and Rowley at the pool.
Yeah, we're literally Greg and Rowley. No matter who I'm with, any of my friends that go to the pool with me, we're literally Greg and Rowley because me and Ian play Moana in the ocean. Me and Brittany boogie board and play mermaids. Like, anyways.
I got in a fight because my boyfriend is trying to throw away my goggles. And I was like,
with the nose plug?
Yeah. And I was like, no, I'm going to fucking play mermaids with Emmy. And he was like, no, like, you're not going to use this. And I was like, yes, I am. Like, I am. You cannot throw away my goggles. Like, what if I need to play mermaid? And it was like a whole fight. I'm literally
you
not kidding.
You can't fucking throw your goggles out. We need to buy a snorkeling kit.
I know.
Some guy tried to get me to surf when I was at the beach last time. This was like 2 weeks ago. I was with Ava and Jake. And me and Ava are on the water. He's like, come surf. And I was like, no. And he's like, come on, just hit the wave. And I was like, no. And then he kept giggling and I was like, why is this man laughing? A whole minute goes by, I look down, girl, my boob was out. That's so embarrassing. And Ava just like pointing goes, and then I put it back.
Your big fucking knockers.
Yeah. My giant
your big, sagging.
Yeah.
Milk filled knockers.
Yeah.
Wait.
You're out.
Was Emmy the Betty White bitch that was to your right? That yeah. you wrote
Remember
about
that
in that song?
Phase that we went through of just saying that Emmy had massive boobs.
Who's we, girl? It was you.
It was. It was.
I think it started
mean.
With me just saying you have a giant booty.
Yeah, first we were talking about.
I do have a big ass.
Do you want to show, the
camera?
They can use their imagination, but it's pretty big.
Just know that he's about 3 inches taller right now because of how fat his ass is.
Yeah, I'm like taking up a lot of this chair.
Is it like uncomfortable?
Yeah, I have to fart so bad.
Gaspar, you were just in the fucking bathroom. I don't think you're kidding.
Can we like...
don't look at the paper.
Can we like what, wrap it up? Is that what
Casper's
you're trying
like,
to
I
say?
Casper's
like,
I want to go home. Can we leave?
Nah.
I don't believe you. Anyways.
I should have eaten the salmon.
I know you should have, Gaspar.
It was good.
Anyways.
Never go to Lala's Argentina Grill. I got salmon from there once and it sucked because Ian told me it was good.
I like Lala's
Argentina
Grill.
Where did we get food
grill.
Poisoning from?
I got it from different places.
My sandal
I think I got it from Wingstop, but I feel like we had it at about the same time.
Yeah. Anyways,
that was
do you
want to
introduce the last segment?
I thought we already started it.
No.
Oh.
That was the lie one. Yeah.
We just have questions for you.
Yeah.
Intrusive questions.
Okay.
So.
Did you make these up, Jenna?
No.
Okay.
Oh, she didn't do any of the lyrics either. That was us.
Yeah.
Oh.
We just wanted to like add the dramatic effect.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But they still were
yeah,
real lyrics.
I was like, did you find this?
Those were real lyrics.
You're a good actor. You're like, yeah, I did. Our first I'm gonna laugh.
This whole thing has just been intrusive questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, but these are just like worse probably.
Worse than
are you jealous of Corpse?
Am I jealous of Corpse?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay. Are you sure? Yeah.
I actually like love him.
I've actually heard other news.
Really?
Yep.
From who?
Corpse.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was also a lie. Nah, he's
the on Halloween we like me and my friends are at my house went to Gaspar and Ian's and there was this random kid there. So one of the roommate's brothers and we literally were going to lie to all of our like the friends are at my house and be like, that's Corpse. Like that
and the
is
whole
him.
Night everyone believed
it. Was
yeah.
Just, it
everyone
was
believed
brothers.
That. Yeah. It was yeah. one of the roommate's brothers. We're like, that's Corpse. And they're like, no fucking way. And if anyone doesn't know, like nobody knows what Corpse look like, but we're like, no, that's him. Don't say anything.
Everyone thought that they were like let in on like the biggest tea of the century there. I was like, don't fucking go up to him and ask for a photo. Like, make sure. Like, that is literally
Corpse.
He was,
like, wearing a mask the whole time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everyone was like, holy shit. Like, that's Corpse. And then, like, I waited, like, 2 hours. And then I felt really bad. And they were all in the bathroom with me. And I was like, we lied. It's not.
Anyways. Back to earlier. Why won't you let us on a song?
Why won't I let you
us on a song?
Specifically on
yeah.
a song?
Yeah.
I literally like have asked Emmy if I could go to the studio with her like 4 times.
Oh, and I say no every single
and
time.
She says no because she's like, afraid no. to sing in front of people.
No, not in front of people. I just
one time though, when we were in your room, you like made like a Billie Eilish cover in front of me. I think.
Yeah. I'm not afraid to sing in front of people. I just don't want to go to the studio with people. You, not on even, the other hand. Not even just you. I just don't want to, like, I don't know.
You don't want me to come with you?
I don't want anyone to come with me.
Yeah. Well, we could. I've literally asked
you. We can go to a karaoke bar for fun.
Should we go tonight?
Tonight? Girl, I'm going to Taylor Swift night tomorrow.
Oh yeah, we have to do that. You need to
save your energy for Taylor Swift night.
Are you going to go to Taylor Swift night?
Sure.
I think it's sold out.
Just kidding.
Okay. Sorry, it's like super exclusive. Will you buy us a Tesla for Christmas? Please, I have
like
one.
For Emmy's birthday, I like offered to buy her something crazy, and she said, "I just need your love and friendship." And it was really nice. Yeah, I just love and
friendship.
But then I like thought about it, and I feel like you owe me a Tesla from the amount of damages that you caused to it.
Yeah, probably. But you can have that later on in life when I have a lot of money.
Yeah, I'll buy you guys a Tesla for Christmas.
Or you can just have my friendship.
Yo, I saw JoJo Siwa's Tesla the other day.
Where?
Her like wrapped. It was in front of that like dance studio that she has in Burbank. But I. Yeah, like really random, but I like drove
why
past it when
you
I was.
Tell us?
Why?
Yeah. I just, what is your prop?
It was like wrapped with her face, and I was like,
no, oh, we sure. know.
Oh,
I know what her
are
Tesla
is. Are you literally
looks
kidding
like.
Me?
No,
that's
I'm being
that's ridiculous.
Serious.
Let's keep going with these questions. Okay. Emmy, like, now
I don't
I'm
even
pissed.
Know where we're at. Oh. Do you hate me for making you camp out of the DMV and then you couldn't even get your license?
I definitely was mad at you for like a week.
A week? It wasn't my fucking fault you forgot your address proof.
Is that why?
Yeah, it wasn't my fault. You couldn't get your license because you forgot to bring the correct documents, Gaspar.
Wait a second. So we get there. I'm going to just tell the story. Right? I'm going to set the scene. So we got there at like 11
this is
p.m.
A joke.
Wait, it's a joke?
You were mad at... No, girl, that's not a joke.
No, I wasn't actually mad at you.
No, you're backtracking.
Tell the story.
Okay, so like we got there at like 11 p.m. and we started off by Emmy and Ian doing CeeLo Green karaoke for like an hour. in the car that I was sitting in the back seat of, filled with all of your shit. So I was like uncomfortably laying down as you turned. And it was like CeeLo Green and Adele karaoke. And I listened to that for like an hour. That was sick. And then we Uber Eats Krispy Kreme and sat outside. And then by like 5 a.m., we got in line. I waited through the whole line with both of you. And everyone got what they needed but me.
No, Emmy didn't.
Yeah, I never even got the right license.
She couldn't get it that day.
It's funny because I went back like a week later and also didn't get it again.
Why?
Because I forgot it again.
So it was never my fault. I somehow convinced them both. I was like, if we go to the DMV at night and then camp all night, it'll be so fun. And they both did.
Yeah,
it was fine.
It was cool.
Speaking of license, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Do you know where your license is?
Yeah.
Wait, what? Can we see it?
Like, can we see your license?
It has, like, my address on it.
We aren't going to show it.
Sure. It's in my Hello Kitty and Friends wallet. It's not in here.
Are you serious?
Wait, yeah, why is it not in here?
What if I told you that a couple days ago I stole your license just for fun to see how long you would go without noticing that it was missing?
Well, like, it's crazy that you say that because you definitely There's took it out of there microphone. When I was in the bathroom.
No.
Do you have it?
No. Maybe.
He actually has had it for days.
Why does it look like you have a stack of licenses in your little wallet? Thank you.
What if he had to go to a bar or something and you had his license?
It's fine. Like,
okay.
It's not a big deal, guys. Like, why am I the bad guy now? Like, this is fucked up. Keep going.
Why was that like a little, you thought that was going to be a little prank moment?
It wasn't a prank. I'll steal it again. Watch out.
Okay.
I'm going to steal your Tesla and take it to Alabama.
You can't drive.
Can we go to Floribama Shore this summer? Is that a real place?
Oh my God, wait.
It's been an hour and 10 minutes. Can we just do the very last part of this?
Is Floribama Shore still running?
What is that?
I actually like love that show. It's so fun.
It's a place. It's in Floribama.
Yeah, it's like a Kentucky version of Jersey Shore that was like on MTV. Yo, it's really funny.
Kentucky version?
Yeah, it's just like a redneck version of Jersey Shore.
Can we go to Kentucky?
Yo, I would love that.
And Tennessee.
I haven't been back in a while.
Okay, basically, we need to wrap this up, but I've been working on my beatboxing skills for a while.
Okay.
So, can you freestyle if me and Ian beatbox?
Sure.
Okay.
Because you are a rapper.
Barely.
What does that mean?
Like, I don't really, like... Yeah, sure, let's do it.
Okay. Ian, ready?
Hey. Yeah, Emmy. She got a pillow on her lap. Ian over there with his wallet. Shit, I'm going crazy. Got the shoes on the table. Ooh. Where my beer at? I should have brought it up here with me. I didn't shit on the floor in the Hyatt Pass, but I did it in my Airbnb. Airbnb. I want to go on Wipeout like John Cena. You ain't seeing me.
Gasper.
Really good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, whatever.
Like, let's fucking end this shit.
Like, I, like,
I'd be like, I'm the worst guest ever.
No, I feel like that was good. You don't feel like it was good. It will be edited, so like the awkward like timing won't be there.
That's the only part that's gonna be in it.
It's just 5 minutes of awkward.
So it's only our like awkward silence moments. Yeah. Of us just staring at each other.
That sounds good to me. Okay, well, thank you, Mrs. Savage Gas.
Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Give us a good rating.
Yes, please.
Follow stuff.
Also, go listen, go stream Savage Gasp. Also, don't forget that you can listen to this podcast every single Wednesday.
And watch it every single Friday.
It's so amazing. Don't you guys love it? Don't comment anything mean.
Don't say anything mean. I'm saying this every week. Don't comment anything mean. I will read every single comment and I will think about it for a month.
Wait, they have comments on Spotify or on YouTube?
On YouTube. It's going to be on both. Anyways, stream Savage Gasp. Follow Gasper.
Follow us.
Follow us. Stream Brandon in the clubs. Yes. And good
bye. Night. And me and Ian need help. They're on their way.